up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow is Christmas. Today is Christmas Eve. This is December the 24th. The time is 10:17 p.m. Hey, everybody. This episode is about verses, and I keep coming across Jay-Z. Everybody, you know, my last podcast that I had, you seen that I was talking about Jay-Z and Rick Ross. That was one of the headlines at one point in time. But I, like I said, I don't think Rick Ross can come up against Jay-Z. And I'm gonna tell you like this. Not that I think that Rick Ross is a bad lyricist or anything like that. What I think that is that everybody, like Jay-Z, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't even think, I mean, I'm gonna ruffle some feathers or whatever. But I don't even think Jay-Z's all that to me. Just real point blank. He had a couple of female anthems that were cool, like with the Neptunes and Excuse Me, Miss, and some other ones that were pretty cool, to name one, a few. But I wasn't a real big Jay-Z fan. And I feel like Jay-Z, me personally, got too much hype just because of who he is. If Biggie was still around and Tupac was around, I don't think Jay-Z would even have the audacity to feel the way he feels, or people would talk about him as like how they talk about him. We don't have a lot of good lyricists, but see, I got one that's gonna knock your socks off. And what I mean by this, excuse me, I might get a lot of backlash for this or whatever, but me personally, and I, like I said, this is just me. I know how you girls like to tussle. But anyway, me personally, I really think that Jay-Z, the only person that I think that Jay-Z can go toe-to-toe with that had hits after hits from maybe 2002 to, you know, around the time, same time that Jay-Z stopped his career. And here we go. I'm just giving y'all my opinion. Don't shoot the messenger. This is my opinion. Eminem. Yep, I said it. Eminem. I think Eminem could go toe-to-toe with him lyrically and with his hits or whatever. Because Jay-Z, I mean, don't get me wrong. Then they start saying Future, and then they start putting him up against Future. Then they put him up against Lil Wayne, which I don't have a problem with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is tight. Lil Wayne has some hits too. But lyrically, I don't think, like, I mean, Eminem said some shit that'll make you like, what the fuck he just saying? You have to go back and rewind and listen. Like, he said some shit that you gotta go back and listen to it and like, God damn, this nigga was saying some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's where it's coming from. Like, Jay-Z, he's good. He's a lyricist, and he's like almost like at that level too, where he say stuff that you gotta go back and really break down what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like Future. I don't even know why they even put Future in the category of that. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like Eminem, I really don't know any other rapper in that age range that can go toe-to-toe besides Eminem to me. That's just me. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not against white rappers and whatever, but if you know how to rap and you saying some shit, yeah, I'm gonna give you your props straight up and down. But Eminem and Jay-Z, I think that would be the best verses. Nobody even thinking about that. Nobody even thought to think about that. But if I put it in the universe, it may happen. But see, Jay-Z is so much like above everything now, where his money, and he's into owning teams and different things of that level of, you know, of his highness in his career. He's not going, he thinks he's above all that. He really does. And it's like, I don't even know why y'all even trying to get this started, because Jay-Z is not going to do it. And if he do, he's going to pick the person that he wants to do it against. So, you know, now they trying to put him up against Lil Wayne. And which I say, Lil Wayne had a lot of hits also. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Lil Wayne can't rap or whatever, but I feel like age, the age and, you know, and the energy with them two. They two different, but I think Eminem and Jay-Z, that will be an awesome, awesome. I mean, Eminem has a great catalog. Jay-Z has a good catalog also, but that's just my opinion. So, listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I just don't, like all these other outsource rappers and stuff like Future. I don't even know why Future was even put in there, because I mean, Future don't really have no, he don't be saying them. He be mumbling, and he even said he be like, when he did certain songs, he was high off drugs, just saying dumb stuff. Like, really? Like, I mean, come on, y'all, be real. I mean, and then, you know, Rick Ross, he says, look, like, he on some suave kind of ball, all that stupid stuff he be doing. I mean, I don't even, like, come on, y'all, come on, be real. Like, when Bone Thugs and 666 Mafia, I felt like that was a bad matchup. I really did, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I grew up listening to Bone, but Bone was a one-note group. They was a one note rap artist, you know what I'm saying? They were just one note. They didn't talk about nothing outside of whatever. Don't get me wrong, 666 Mafia, they were one note rappers, but they had like variety with their music, you know what I'm saying? They had fun music, they had serious music, they had trap music, they had, you know, they had stripper booty shaking music. It's like, that was the worst mashup I feel like Versus could ever did to Bone. I feel like Bone, I don't know too many artists. Only other artists could have been Crucial Conflict, but they didn't have too many songs and, you know, hits, whatever. So it's like, who else could you would have put them up against? You know what I'm saying? Like Jada Kiss and what's some of the other Dipset, like, it's like that, like, I feel like that was the confidence. It was about who balls was big in that situation, that versus. But when it comes to Jay-Z, I feel like he can kind of meet his match a little bit with Eminem lyrically. So that's just my opinion on the verses, and you know, I just wanted to share that, because this has been bothering me, and I've been trying to tasse with this back and forth. I mean, I even spoke with my husband about this, you know what I'm saying? So I love music, I love all genres, you know what I'm saying? And they need to start doing some country mad verses too, you know what I'm saying? Like, go across the whole board, gospel, do it. I think it would be awesome if they did it across the board, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's just my opinion on that topic. I feel like Jay-Z and Eminem will be a great versus. I think there'll be something to see, something to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? So let me know in the comments, and let me know what you thought about this podcast today. Leave me a message. Add me to your favorite podcast. Thank you for joining me today at Coco's Daily Diary News. And I appreciate you, and stay blessed, and happy holidays. Peace out. Thank you for joining my podcast. In this episode, I talk about versus Jay-Z. Who could he go up against? And you won't believe what I say and what I think. Stay tuned with Coco's Daily Diary News. Peace.